15 years.
Oh, it's such a good night last night, dude.
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. So my kid's 14, right? Mm-hmm. And she had something she had to do last night. She was going to be out until, like, I don't know, 8 o'clock. But she had a break, right, after school before she had to do this thing. And so I just, like, went for dinner with her.
Aw, right? Where'd you guys go?
We went for pho. Is that how you say that?
It is, yeah,
it
pho.
Is. Is it, yeah. Pho? Sounds weird to say.
I know. You just want to say pho.
Yeah. So she took me to this place.
Oh, she took you?
Yeah. She was just like, we got to go. She's like, we're going to this place. And I'm like, okay, cool. So we'll just go. And then, like, she just, like, it's weird when your kid gets to an age where, like, they know a restaurant that you don't.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird where I'm like
you're the one that's out of touch.
Yeah. Like, we got into it a little bit, because I wanted the pork spring rolls. And she was like, no, you got to get the veggie. And I'm like, come on. I've never ordered the veggie anything in my life.
Yeah.
And then she's like, just trust me, get the veggie. And then I ordered the veggie and they were freaking delicious, man.
And did you say you were right?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah.
Did you still get the pork though?
No, I didn't get
you
the
didn't?
Pork. No, I didn't. No, because they're too big. I couldn't do all that.
That's
right?
Insane.
Shut up. No, but I had this bowl of pho, which is like it's so crazy because you just keep eating it and it
I
never
know.
Goes down. Right?
Like
shut up. And I had like, by the end of it, so I start with chopsticks, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I go, okay, I might need a spoon for this too, because this just, I'm not making a dent in this thing. And so I get like, I pull a regular spoon out and then I grab a fork.
Yeah.
And then I grab one of those cool white spoons, like the specific spoon that like, it looks like a mini ladle.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I grab one of those. So I got like utensils all over the place in front of me here. Just trying to make a dent in this because I keep, like, I am shoveling this in my mouth and it's literally not disappearing in any way.
These nuts.
I can't stop. Bro. I'm talking about a beautiful date I had with my daughter, okay?
Oh, yeah. Apologies. Sorry, Rox. No disrespect, girl.
Okay. What I'm saying is that it was like such an amazing, amazing time. And I when parents go through this, when you get that opportunity to just go and like kick it and have like a regular proper dinner with your kid, it's insane. I paid, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Of course I did.
But didn't she say she was taking you?
Yeah, no, listen. Yeah, I paid.
And she forced you to get the veggie spring rolls.
And I had to get the veggie spring rolls, right? But
and
no.
You used enough the restaurant's utensils.
I used all the and you still
went to the kitchen and was like, yo, give me those.
Bro, and I still didn't make a dent in this thing.
Not at all.
No, oh my God. I ate for 30 minutes straight and I'm sweating. Like the napkins I had on the table in front of me completely covered because I'm sweating. I'm eating this spicy soup because I put too much stuff in it. I'm eating this spicy soup and I'm sweating and I'm not making a dent in it. Like nothing. And so I took the rest of it home.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. Yeah. And I had to ask for a container and then I was the one that had to put in the container. You ever try to put soup in a bowl that has a diameter of 12 inches into a container that has a diameter of like 4?
You got to ask for an apron.
Bro, thank you. And by the way, I still paid.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On Kiss 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep. And it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, not nothing. Yeah.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, conjure it, do you want? There's no one, if you're losing your mind, I really want it.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
I'm friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling shit to stay back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the open children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that straw in the gold trump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
Here. And if you still don't have any tickets, don't worry. Thanks to Rogers, we found some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen all day for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Kiss 92.5.
Winter isn't here yet, but redtag.ca's incredible vacation deals for the season are. Bask in the sun and save up to a red hot 60% on your next winter escape with redtag.ca today. Whether you're headed to Cuba, Jamaica, Mexico, or another tropical haven, you can't feel cold on the beach. Forget the frost this winter and get lost in paradise for less. Don't miss out. Book today at redtag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Certain conditions apply.
Redtag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years.
The Red Clay Strays. These Moments Tour. Live. Lighting up OLG stage at Falls View Casino on March 19th.
I keep on wondering why.
With special guest Brent Cobb. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss a moment of the Red Clay Strays. Live.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can finance select remaining 2024 Kicks from 0.99% or lease from 2.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Kicks and start dreaming of where best-in-class fuel economy can take you. Add impressive cargo capacity for whatever comes your way, and your imagination is officially free to wander. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it!
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right? A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want? And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday. Book with your local travel advisor or...
Thousands of holiday rollbacks are on now at Walmart, and you can save up to 30% off online and in-store. Save today on select varieties of Leclerc Celebration cookies. Grab a box for only $2.77 each. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tena Men, their protective underwear is made for us. Secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tena Men. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Bring your party to Kelsey's Original Roadhouse this holiday season. Get 10% off when you host a party of eight or more and use our group menu. Plus, book your event before November 15th for a chance to win a $500 party. Book now at Kelsey's.ca.
Why wait? Shop like it's Black Friday at Leon's today. Save up to 50% on select furniture and mattresses. Plus, get Black Friday specials on select appliances. On now.
Roz and Mocha.
On Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
If I'm turning blue, please don't save me. Office DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
DM Deep Dive time. Once again, we do this on the show every day. These are the DMs that you're sending in to us. Maria gathers them and brings them to the show.
She does. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Chris says, so we established that Roz is a terrible driver for not giving a wave. But
wow.
How bad is it? There's two cars parked on each side of a narrow road, and an oncoming driver pulls to the side to let you pass first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give the wave then, or you a smooth, cool Scrooge?
Okay, so explain the setup again.
Parked cars.
Yes.
Narrow road. At this point, only one car could get through.
So it's normally there's not cars on both sides.
Right.
Okay. So is there normally street parking on one side?
Yes,
that's
there
normally.
Could be. There could
okay.
be, yeah.
And then the other car, delivery van, is just
sure.
sort of parked on the other side.
Yes.
Right?
So at this point, only one car could get
yes.
through. So you're driving one way, oncoming traffic.
Right.
That person
okay. yes.
ends up pulling over to
right.
allow you to go by.
Right.
When you go by, do you give a wave?
Is the car is the car that's not supposed to be there in my lane or in their lane?
You're technically both going
no,
in the
no,
middle
no, no.
lane.
No, 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 no. Okay, if I'm on a street and there's natural street parking, so there's a lot of cars on one side of the street.
Okay.
On the other side of the street, there's no parking, but there's a delivery truck on that side of the street.
Yes. Sure.
Am I driving towards the delivery truck
yes,
that is in the
towards.
Opposite lane?
Yes.
Or am I driving behind the delivery truck that is in my
no,
lane?
You're driving towards the delivery truck.
That's in my lane? So the delivery truck is in his lane?
Correct.
Okay, then I'm not waving.
If it's the opposite
and I'm stuck behind the delivery truck and I got to wait for one of these guys to stop,
uh-huh.
then yes.
Really? Wow.
You're not letting me by.
I think either way you're letting someone by.
Yeah. No, you're not. My lane is clear. Your lane
wow.
is not.
But technically both lanes aren't clear.
No.
Even when there's parking on one side, half the lane is still taken.
Doesn't matter. My lane is clear. Yours is not.
I have been in this situation 3 times a week based on a route that I take to the gym.
Yeah.
I always wave. If someone's letting me go by, I don't care the direction of the car.
They're not letting you go by.
If they pull over to allow me to go through, I give a wave.
No, no, but they're not letting you go by.
If I'm on the other side,
uh-huh. right, and when there's a lineup of cars and three go by without acknowledging my existence and one guy stops and lets me go by, for sure give him the wave.
No, I always
but if
wave.
I'm in my lane, mm-hmm. right, and I go... You didn't let me go. You didn't let
waving.
Me go by.
I don't care. Maria, are you waving?
I always wave. I always say thank you because either way, you're both going in opposite directions and both lanes are blocked because realistically, street parking takes up half the lane.
Doesn't matter.
So either way, it's an inconvenience.
No, but even
someone
with street parking,
you,
there's enough room on that road for two cars to go by. Right? But, one in one direction, one in the other direction.
No, I'm still
if you got a U-Haul in your lane that's pulled up on the sidewalk and blocking, that's your obstacle, not my obstacle.
So,
but if
Chris,
the other person allows you to get around, you should say
thank
you.
They're not allowing me to do anything.
Or you would have to sit behind and wait.
No, I'm not having to wait for anything. They're the one that's waiting.
So to answer your question,
he's still
Chris.
A smooth, cool Scrooge.
Right.
Thank you, Maria. Next DM.
Christina says, what's the first thing you'd buy if you won the lottery today?
Roz, what's your answer?
How much am I winning?
Okay, let's say you won $3 million.
Like 3 mil?
Yeah, 3 mil.
Okay, so
No, let's go big budget here. Because these jackpots go up. Let's say $80 million.
$80 million?
Yeah.
If it was $80 million, I probably wouldn't buy something right away because you got a lot of figuring out to do with $80 million. So I'd probably sit down and make a plan first.
Yeah.
But I realistically, like, what would I buy? I'd probably buy... I like houses. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's say $3 million. $3 million.
Okay, $3 million, I'm not buying a house.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Right? So I'm not buying a house.
You
so
have
what
to figure out to make that $3 million... More millions.
Yes, yes. So what am I buying? Like, what am I splurging on if I win $3 million? I would, the first thing I would do is I would probably sit down with the girls and go, what is your ultimate dream vacation? Because they love to travel.
Yeah.
And I don't like to travel, but they love to travel, and I would have no problem flopping down whatever it takes to get them to wherever they need to go, like first class, best hotels, because they hate all that stuff, mm-hmm. right? They don't like spending money on tickets, and they don't like nice hotels, where I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I would just, we would go somewhere that they've always wanted to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. My thing is vacation, because I don't go yeah. places enough.
Yeah.
And it would definitely be vacation. Maria, yeah. what are you doing?
I'm buying a place in Greece.
Oh, wow.
With three mil?
With, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
I'd buy a condo.
Uh-huh.
And sure. then I'd buy, like my parents one too.
Oh, that's nice.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I would just use the rest to have some fun.
Add to cart on Sephora.com.
Yeah, that's also what I would do.
All right, one more DM, please, Maria.
All right, Francis says, does Maria ever remember a time when her voice was high-pitched? Does she remember it getting deeper at a certain point?
Damn. Do you want to answer this, or you want to just
no,
like,
I don't care. I've always had like a bit of a raspier voice, even yeah. as a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think my voice is ever extremely high pitch. Obviously, your voice does change from child to adult, but I don't know. I'd say it's gotten raspier
like,
over the years.
Do you have any video of you like as a kid where you noticed there was a change?
Like, I guess kind of. I guess after like high school, like as I don't know, you hit puberty late. And your voice yeah. kind of, mine just got raspier.
After high school?
No, like in high school. Oh. Like elementary to high school,
oh, okay.
I think my voice changed
okay.
a little bit.
All right.
But I don't know. Like, I've always had a raspy voice.
Man, hitting puberty in college would suck.
No, that would be really rude.
Hey, guys, are we going to need a bar?
Start sweating. Freaking out about armpit hair.
Oh
what
God.
Is this?
Face full of acne. great question from Francis. Great question from everyone. Thank you so much. Keep those DMs coming in. We love talking about them every day. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things dissipate. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. At a party we don't wanna be at. Turn it up, but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right there. With all these people all around, I'm crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy, cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. But it's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone.
And Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Welcome, Darren, to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
I can't believe it. I'm walking to you guys.
Darren, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
So, 2020.
Okay, so start at the beginning here. So what happened?
I was 8 months pregnant. My baby was doing in about a week or so.
Yeah.
It was the first day of winter. And, the night before, I had a Korean barbecue at my in-law house. So my stomach, I've been having like a lot of fall contraction, and I didn't think much of it. I thought it was just like one of those things, right? So yeah, at 4 in the morning, my stomach started hurting again. So I was like, oh, maybe I just need to go to the washroom. I probably eat too much the night before. And then I wasn't thinking much. I was like, okay, I'll just go back to bed. It's nothing. And then around 5 something, I woke up again with that pain.
Yeah.
And it just keep like increasing. So I went to the washroom and I saw like a discharge. And I'm like, something really happening. So I went to wake up my husband.
What did you see? Like, was it blood?
Yeah, it was a little blood coming out. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to wake up my husband and he was panicking. He was running back and forth on the bed.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, we need to go to hospital right now. I think baby's coming. He's like, okay. So on our way down to the garage, I was like, okay, let's take the elevator because we live in the 8th floor. And then he's like, no, let's wait for the elevator. I'm like, no, I can't. Let's just take the stairs because it hurts really bad. So we took the stairs down.
Oh, my God.
And then, it was like, it hurts intense, so bad. And he's like, just wait for me. Let me go press the button. And then we took the elevator down. When we got to the garage, like, I literally can see my car ahead of me.
Yeah.
Didn't make it. Like, the baby really want to come out. And I was like, honey, the baby's coming. And he's like, no, baby's not coming. I'm like, no, she's coming. And
no.
I was walking and holding the baby head.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, what, Darren?
Yeah. I was like, no, baby's coming. And he's like, no, baby. He's like, just hold on. I'm like, I can't hold it. She's coming.
Holy crap.
Okay, hold on here. Pause.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are definitely in labor.
The
elevator is taking too long, so you guys decide to take the stairs.
Yeah.
You get to the parking garage. You can see your car. You're telling your husband the baby is coming. He's saying, no, we're going to go to the hospital. And you're walking while holding on to the baby's head, delivering the baby in the parking lot.
I was trying to keep the baby in.
Oh, my God!
We can make her to the hospital.
Yeah?
But yeah, no, she really doesn't want to be in there. She really want to see the world. So
what happened?
And my husband opened the door, and I'm like, yeah, baby's coming. Give me your jacket, whatever you can. Let me put it. So my husband put the jacket in the car, but then in my head, I'm like, if I lie down on the car, the baby pop out, she might slide and fall on the floor. So I put his jacket on the floor, and I was lying down in the mud while all the snow is melting from our car. Right? And then I'm like, hush, the baby's coming. And he was like, okay. And then we already had backpacking and everything in the car for the, for the hospital, right? So he
went to go grab his sweater. Wait, but didn't you at any point, like, while you know you're giving birth, right? Did you not at any point say to your husband, or did he not think of just like calling 911 in that moment?
We were going to, but the baby is already here. So it's like, it's no time for us to pick up the phone and call 911. So because, prior to that, I was watching a lot of show of like people giving birth randomly somewhere, whatever, right? And my husband's like, why are you so like psycho? Why are you watching these stuff? And I go, well, you never know what's going to happen, right? So at that moment, when the baby is ready to come out, I'm already like, okay, I know exactly what to do. So I told my husband to go get whatever he can to catch the baby, to hold the baby, because it's really cold. So he went in our bag and grabbed a sweater that he was packing to go to the hospital. And yeah, so I'm like, catch the baby, the baby's coming. So I took off my pants and I'm like, catch the baby. And then he got the baby. After he got the baby, I'm like, honey, call 911 right now. We need the ambulance. So he was on the phone with the ambulance. While he was on the phone, I was like, okay, let me just take some pictures and some video.
Oh my God.
Yo, girl.
I'm like, I need this story. I need to be able to tell my daughter, and my daughter might not believe me. So, you know, I was just like, on the video recording him on the phone with 911, and his face is priceless. Like, it's
yo, hold on. You taking pictures of the baby that was born in the parking lot, like umbilical cord, like
umbilical
still attached,
cord
everything
attached to me and the baby.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Darren-y. So obviously the ambulance came, and they took you to the hospital.
Oh, they took like 15 minutes because they can't find a way to come downstairs to our parking garage.
Oh, no.
So I was on the floor lying down with the baby while my husband is running up and down, trying to like find them and bring them downstairs. And in that moment, he saw somebody in the garage. So he told the lady to keep an eye on me and the baby. The lady come in the corner of the car, and I can see her face. Like, she was freaking out.
Wow.
She was like, oh, my God, there is a really baby on the floor. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
So,
was
obviously, crazy. Like, everything's good now. Like, baby is good.
Oh,
baby
is healthy.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
In school now. She's in JK now.
Wow.
Beautiful. What's her name?
Her name is Yumi.
Oh, I love that. That's such a nice name.
Yeah, it's a combination of my parents'
that
name.
That damn Korean barbecue, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
Yo, have you had Korean barbecue since?
I do. And every time we have it, we always have this conversation coming up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was one hell of a story, Darren-y. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling me.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Have a story to tell? Text the word story and your name to 925-555.
Kiss 92.5.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
You and I stargazing. 92.5's needy
or greedy.
Feeling needy could win you $92.
Feeling greedy, however, could get you so much more.
Up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
Kiss 92.5's needy or greedy. You know that
I'll be good. Kiss 92.5.
Avec une carrière en soins de santé au Nouveau-Brunswick, vous pouvez profiter plus de votre cours, de vos temps libres, de la vie. Visitez emploisantenb.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Nouveau-Brunswick.
It's your business. You built it yourself. Let Rogers Sports and Media help make it grow. There's now an easy way to get your business on the air with our radio station or our entire audio network. It's called Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple. Get a $250 ad credit to get started, and your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogersportsandmedia.com for details.
Everything you want is on sale at the Sephora Savings Event.
I know. You should see my cart.
Tell me what's in there.
A set of Sol de Janeiro body mists, Summer Fridays lip balm, Charlotte Tilbury foundation, Rare Beauty blush, and a Valentino fragrance.
Okay. Sounds like it's time to check out.
But I'm still shopping.
The sale is almost over.
Just one more product. There's still time to shop the only beauty sale where everything is on sale all at once. The Sephora Savings Event ends November 11th. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito.
Like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
Princess Margaret Lottery early bird deadline is midnight Friday. It's your time to win big with a $2.7 million early bird prize, a Kawartha lakefront cottage, and 50 grand cash. Plus, be in to win the Georgian Bay show home and the $7.4 million grand prize. More than $14 million in prizes to win. Early bird deadline is midnight Friday. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Travel 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
Hey, this is David from Whitby. I really don't want another pair of socks this year, so if anyone in my family hears this, what I really want is a Thermea Spa Village gift certificate. And if all my loved ones hear this, and I end up with three or four Thermea gift certificates, even better. Cool.
This holiday season, give your loved ones what they really want. Give the gift of Thermea. Visit Thermea.com/Whitby to purchase a gift certificate. Take good care.
Join the Circle of Life at the Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at the Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak equipment modernization. We're fluent in data digitization and expansion into foreign markets. And we can talk all day about streamlining manufacturing processes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk business.
Hey you, Bravo's now in Canada.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this.
Subscribe now with your TV service provider.
Fall in Canada has never been hotter.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Oh, not another tune. Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back. I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Slam the door, I ignore
so sorry for your loss.
Tracy, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you so much for waiting on hold. We know you've been waiting for a really long time. Before we get to the question that you have for everyone, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show?
I mostly have to catch the podcast because I live in Smiths Falls, so I can catch it out of Ottawa when you guys are on once in a while, but mostly it's just the podcast.
Okay.
I'm on like...
All right,
200 and something.
Oh, amazing! Well, we're over 1,000, so you got a lot
of
listening to do to catch up. Over 1,000 episodes right now. Okay, so Tracy, what's your question?
I have a very serious question for Roz.
Okay,
Roz. Mm-hmm. If you were gay and single, would you date Dammit Matthew?
Oh, shut up!
Great question. Never been asked before. Roz?
For God's sake, I'm not answering this question.
Let's not disappoint Tracy.
I have no problem disappointing Tracy. I don't even know who she is. I know she lives far away.
Tracy from Smiths Falls.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not answering this question. The question of if I was gay and single, would I date Dammit Morey has come up so many times.
No, but this
and
is
then,
what Dammit Matthew.
Stop it.
This is Matthew.
And then other people started getting smart mouths and they start trying to tweak the end of it. Right? Don't tweak my end.
That's what she said.
Shut up, Chef.
So hold on a second.
Shut up, Morey.
So you won't answer the question?
No. Are you blushing right now?
Am I blushing?
Yeah.
No.
Why don't you just pretend you're gay and single?
I will not do that. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of that. I'm not going to. Why would I pretend that I was gay and single?
What's wrong with being gay and single?
I'm straight and married.
My thought was that you drive Maury nuts because you say no automatically. That if you were asked if it was Matthew and you said yes, Maury would have a fit.
I know, and that would have been perfect, okay? However, I have to say...
Hello?
You have to hold on. Yo, Dammit Matthew.
Oh, God.
Yes?
It's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good. I was sleeping.
So an interesting question came up from Tracy. Say hi to Tracy. She's on the phone right now, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
So Tracy,
I love you, by the way,
had asked the question.
Thank you.
If Roz were gay and single, would he date you, Dammit Matthew?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me Roz is coming out or anything.
Now you know.
So Roz said he's not going to answer, but I figured, like, if we got you on the phone, tell us why you would be a good catch for Roz.
Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, he's very tall. So I think compatibility wise it'll work, but I'm just trying to think.
You curl up in my nook, like on the couch and stuff.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I guess you would definitely be the bigger spoon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Huge spoon. It'd be huge spoon, little spoon.
A baby spoon.
Yeah.
All right. So what else? What else could you say that would convince Roz to be like, you know what? If I were gay and single, yes, I'd date Dammit Matthew.
I just think, I mean, all I can say is like, I don't know. Does he get to keep the cottage?
Yes.
It would then be ours.
Oh, God.
I mean...
Say some nice stuff about yourself.
About myself?
Yeah. Come on, Bachelor number one. Like, you got to pitch this here.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the perfect package, but I don't know if he can handle me.
Oh.
Oh. jelly.
Hey, Matthew, hypothetically, if I did say, yo, ditch your life, you can keep your job and the dog, but come and live with me and be a part of my life and cottage life. What would you do?
Do I have to keep the job?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
He said nothing about me.
No, you don't have to keep the job. You it's don't. Just you I'll and Andy Monroe.
I'll take care of you.
I don't know what my husband would think about that, but...
That's a conversation between the two of you.
Listen.
I'm sure he would love it.
You got a house in the city. You got a cottage. All that open space for the dog.
Oh, my God. And he can cook.
There you go.
That is me already.
Hey.
Lasagna. Rosie doesn't have his license. Oh. He can't drive.
Well, listen, I would never ask Matthew to sit behind the wheel and drive. That is a man that should be driven.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Yes.
Can I keep the condo?
Yeah, but I might need it every now and then, so you'd have to go and find an Airbnb.
You can't afford it. Hi, Matthew.
I know. I'm gonna buy it in foreclosure. add it to the portfolio.
Use it as storage.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Love you, guys.
Okay. Tracy, bye. You are the best. That was so much fun.
Did we get an answer for the original question?
Yeah, bro, you gotta move.
Yeah.
Tracy, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, as always, Roz. Love you.
Love you too, girl.
Have a good
day. Alrighty. Thank you.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5. West Coast, I know you're walking right. You don't know.
know you shake it right. Down south, I know you bounce it right. West coast, I know you walk it right.
You don't know Midwest, what you I want from me.
Right. East coast, you still shake it right. Down south, I see you bounce it right. West coast, I know you walk it right.
You don't know Midwest, what you want from me. Right.
Is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Edward has been listening to the Roz and Mocha show for a really, really long time. Wow. You are what we call a flaming Romo, a super fan.
Awesome.
So you're on the show today because you got a question for the room.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a two-parter. Yeah. My question was, how often would you get your hair cut? And the second part would be, is there an amount that you would say is excessive as far as how often you get it done?
Let's start with you, Edward. What's your answer to your own question?
So right now I'm on a schedule of about every 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my hair growth isn't as quick as it was when I was younger. So that and, let's say, money no object, the ideal would be 2 weeks. I think anything under that would be excessive.
I know some people who like to, like, if you keep your hair, like, super neat and crispy, right? Like, yeah. You know, like, you got those lines and everything else. That's high maintenance. Like, you got to go all the time.
Every week. I know somebody who goes once a week to the barber just to get a line up.
Yeah.
And get fresh hair.
Yeah, like, I get all that. Like, when that's your look, like, you got to maintain that. Because the problem is when that starts to grow out, it starts to look very unkempt fast, yeah. Right?
It's very noticeable. It's, absolutely.
Yes, very noticeable. I used to do, when I was on television, I was every 4 to 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm every 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you go get your hair cut twice a year?
Twice a year.
Damn, yeah, is what it's,
I shouldn't say maybe five months.
I'm 3 to 4 weeks, man.
Yeah.
3 to 4 weeks I'm sitting in that barber chair. Shem?
I used to be every week to get a lineup, as you guys were talking about.
Yeah, got
to
do it.
Now I'm every 2 weeks because I'm actually trying to, like, grow my hair a little bit just to sort of see what it looks like.
Yep.
I also found that my hairline was receding further and further, so I just wanted to let my hair grow for a little while. I got tons of hair on my head, actually, right now.
Yeah. You guys look.
Wow,
you do.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's great,
tons. I've got tons. But
before we get to you, Maria, damn it, Maria, how many times are you seeing Henri?
I go to Henri for a lineup every 2 weeks and then the full experience every 4 weeks.
What's the full experience?
Oh, where it's like the full haircut, the towels. We do a shot of peach whiskey. I get a head massage. He puts this cone on my head and steams my scalp.
What's
so you're a day at the spa then?
Oh yeah,
that's a haircut for you. All that stuff.
All that.
Huh. Oh my god.
Now, Maria, I mean, it's got to be different for women,
yeah.
Right? Like, how often are you going? How often do you have to go? Does it depend on the look you're going for?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's changed. When I was blonde, mm-hmm. I was going every like 2.5-3 months, uh-huh. And like it was costing you a lot because you have to dye your hair, tone your hair, cut your hair, all of that. But
and
now,
when you say costing a lot, are we talking like hundreds?
Hundreds.
Yeah. Like minimum 250.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But now since I went back to my natural hair color, mm-hmm. All I do is tone it.
Okay.
And I'll get a cut. And I usually go every 3 months,
yeah.
4 months.
Yeah, three months. Okay. But most, and like people that I know, mm-hmm. it's like every guy I know gets their hair cut way more frequently than the women I know.
Yeah. But the haircuts for guys are like way cheaper. Like my visit.
Not way cheaper though.
Not
if
really.
I don't know. Like you're my going comparison. Maria, like how much are you paying right now? You go every few months. How much
for
are you paying
like,
right now?
My entire like toner, everything. I think I'm paying like 180.
Right. Yeah. So we end up spending more.
Way more.
In the
guys
run.
Are spending
oh,
way
yeah, I
more.
Guess. Because every visit
because
for me is like maybe 50 bucks.
I don't do a lot anymore.
Bucks.
Okay. Yeah. Most girls spend more than I do. And now what salons do, which I don't know if this happens for guys or Roz because you have long hair, mm-hmm. but I know some like salons will charge based on your length of your hair. So if you're someone with long hair your like style will be two times more because of the length and the amount of dye that they'll use versus someone who has like medium length hair like myself.
Interesting. Yeah. And is it because of, based on the amount of time?
Product, I guess. Products, time, all of that. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't dye my hair anymore.
No kidding.
Damn, bro. Oh, he got you good. Damn, that was a good one.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
There you go, Edward. Appreciate you. Appreciate the question. That was a great conversation between Roz and Mocha. Who's your favorite?
I'm gonna have to stay with Roz.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded. And Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yes.
Here we are, Monday again. Well, Guan.
Yeah.
Roz and Mocha Show.
Everybody good?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
You?
Yes. Put up the Christmas tree this weekend.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Made sausage rolls last night from scratch.
Oh. Christmas is in the air.
Right? Sausage rolls.
Christmas sausage rolls.
Yeah.
How do you make them?
What
do you use? What meat do you use?
We just did regular pork meat.
Okay.
But we did three different kinds, I think.
You could just buy them frozen.
No,
it's better when you make them fresh.
Way better when you make them fresh.
Plus, how do you make... Do you have to make a different version of them for the girls? Because... Or at least for Catherine, because...
Catherine doesn't eat those things.
Oh, dietary okay.
She's not going to eat pot pastry and whatever.
What's a sausage roll?
What's a sausage roll? Have you never had a sausage roll?
Is it like... No.
Never? Oh, no. My God. They're so good.
I'm also afraid to Google that right now.
Yeah.
You must have had it at some sort of party.
Like, is it like a pig in a blanket?
No, that's more like a hot dog.
That's what I'm envisioning.
No.
Sausage roll is like you take sausage meat.
Okay.
And then you form it into a tube, like a long tube.
Okay.
And then you can season it up ahead of time. I did red onion, shallot, garlic, and balsamic vinegar. And I sauteed the onions all down with all that stuff. And then I put it in the sausage meat and I seasoned it with a little bit of white pepper and thyme. And then I mixed it all up. And then you take that and you make a tube, like a meat tube, like, right?
Okay.
And then you take the long tube of meat and you put it on puff pastry and then you roll the puff pastry over it and you hit it with some egg yolk and then you fold it down and then you stick it in the oven and you chop it up. And so the sausage cooks inside the pastry.
So it's like pig in a blanket.
No, it's not. Pig in a blanket is like a hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. The
pig in a blanket is like mini hot dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't had one.
Oh, sausage rolls are so good. And I made a couple big ones, and then I made a bunch of little ones.
How many do you make in a batch?
I used two boxes of puff pastry. So I used in total about 8-9 sausages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you go for the mini ones first or the big ones?
I went for the big ones first because they came out first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's whatever you dip it in too, right? Because you got to dip it in something.
Did you do like sauce? a marinara?
You could do a marinara. A lot of people do a marinara. I did HP sauce.
Then
I had a hot sauce and I had a mustard. I did three dips. Three dips for them. But sausage, to me, sausage chip, champ. Sausage rolls are Christmas to me because that's what we always had growing up with sausage rolls. Did you have sausage rolls when you were a kid at Christmas?
Yeah. Yes. But never like freshly made. It's always
in the box and you throw them in the thing. Yeah. But we just wanted to make them. But yeah.
What do you have on the side? Or that's like, it's just a plate of sausage rolls.
Bro, I made the mistake. I thought, hey, you know what would go great with sausage rolls is French fries.
That's so heavy.
Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to have a salad? You can't have potatoes because sausage rolls aren't a meal. They're just like a little snack. So I made
cut up tomato.
You could have tomato, I guess.
What about like a potato wedge?
It's the same as French fries.
It's a lot. Potato wedges.
Really heavy.
No, I did fondant potatoes on Friday, so I didn't want to have more potatoes.
Oh, corn on the cob.
No. Corn on the cob and sausage rolls?
Oh, you're just throwing out random foods right now. How about steamed broccoli?
No, so I ate well. I did fondant potatoes on Friday. You ever had those?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good. They're my favorite kind of potato.
I don't even know what that is.
It's, you take a potato.
Mm-hmm.
And you peel it, and then you cut it flat, so it's flat on both sides. Or you can make it round as well, right? So it's flat on both sides. So it looks like a little cylinder, right? Okay.
When you do that hand motion, you guys should. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? It looks like a little cylinder.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. Let me see.
Hey, yo. He's skating. He also said little, and you were like,
oh, yeah.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
Kiss 92.5.
How sweet. Till you left me on my knees. Took my honey, baby. Hold me, baby. Come by. Seeing savory. Ooh. Oh, I break would be the death of me. Baby, best believe what doesn't kill you makes you harder. Now a little wilder when the lights go out. You make this
my best life. Yeah. Tell me, how's it feel? Huh? Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
Still don't have any tickets? Don't worry. Thanks to Rogers, we found some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen all day for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift The Eras Tour.
Kiss 92.5.
Now that we've turned the clocks back, it's time to turn up the heat and book your sunshine with redtag.ca's unbeatable vacation deals to paradise.
Yeah, whether you want a spontaneous trip or a well-planned vacation, redtag.ca has flexible options for everyone, ensuring you can enjoy sunshine whenever you want.
More sunshine means more smiles. As always, treat yourself. Visit redtag.ca/kiss to book your next vacation package with exclusive savings for Kiss 92.5 listeners. Certain conditions apply. Redtag.ca, celebrating 20 years.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without